Given the fact that the Technori Startup Showcase was this week, we thought it would be a great idea to bring back somebody who's already been on the Technori Showcase and is doing great. We want to check in with somebody who's out there solving the problem of paying property taxes, which nobody enjoys, particularly when the taxes continue to raise and you see zero progress in your town and there's no explanation for it. To solve that problem is CEO and founder of Turbo Appeal, Bottle Shaw. I'm Scott Catoon, and this is Technori Live. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So right off the bat, we had Technori, and you have been on Technori. Why don't you sort of talk a little bit about your experience there, and before we get into what Turbo Appeal is, sort of how things have gone for you since Technori?
Sure, great. So Technori was really one of our first experiences in terms of pitching at a kind of more public stage, and it was great for us. It was a great experience. We got a lot of good feedback during the show as well as after the pitch, a lot of great follow-up, and it was really kind of our first foray into even the whole raising capital aspect of it, due to some conversations after Technori's when we actually started looking further into raising growth capital to grow the business further.
And it sounds like that's going very well as you guys are announced that you are expanding, correct?
Yeah, fortunately, yeah. We are, so right now we are expanding nationally. So traditionally this is a business where it's really kind of more of a county by county. Fortunately, yeah. We've solved through technology to scale nationally. So we're scaling nationally as well as expanding into new product lines, so both residential and commercial.
As a Chicago-based company, particularly interesting to me because you were on Technori, but for anyone out there as an entrepreneur, how have you found the capital raise process to be? Was it really hard for you? Was it easy for you? Was it something that was really connections and network based? How did you do it, or how have you? You're in the process of it right now. So how are you doing it?
Yeah, I'll say, fortunately we're just now closing it, but it was we learned a lot. It was a difficult process in that the timing was not good. I think we all know, the last 6 to 8 months, the timing, valuations, just overall risk. It's been an issue. And so in terms of raising capital from traditional sources, I think has been more difficult. However, we saw that for strategic relationships, so potential customers or real estate investors or family offices that really understood our business because they've had the pain point, it went really well. And so we're fortunate enough to raise from some very strategic groups that are going to help grow our business.
Can you say some of the groups are, or is that on your...
I would like to. Unfortunately, we can't disclose it just yet.
All good. You'll have to come back on again and we'll talk about it. So one of the things that I recently had the guys from SMS Assist on, and... what's interesting with them is very similar to you. Hopefully you guys get the Goldman Sachs $150 million and you turn into a $1 billion company as well. But what was interesting, and I find sort of similar as with your cases, is that you have to understand the pain point that's very specific and niche. And obviously as a homeowner, I could have an issue. I could say to you, obviously I can use Turbo Appeal and bring down my taxes. But where it really comes in handy is property managers and property owners that are commercial and have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of square feet of property. And that's something where that's a pain point that Mike Rothman talked about from SMS, that it took a little longer for them to grow than a normal company in the tech area because they had to find people who understood the pain point. And understood it, particularly investors, understood it at the level that he did, understood how huge of an opportunity this could be. And I feel like that's a similar thing for you. You probably had to trudge along a little bit because people have to understand, while there are millions of people paying taxes out there, not everyone's going to use this. And you can come to them and say, no, there's only, 50 groups that are right here and they own 2/3 of the state, as far as the commercial property is concerned. So obviously a huge opportunity. Personally, I used to work in commercial real estate, so this was a pain point that I hope to speak to very specifically with you. Why don't you tell people exactly what Turbo Appeal is?
Sure. Well, you're exactly right. Turbo Appeal essentially is a software that streamlines the property tax appeal space, both for residents and commercial property owners. We started off really on that retail customer, and that's where what we want to do is allow homeowners to have a simple process and leverage a data-driven approach to improve their results. We quickly learned and we had opportunities come in front of us, so we've kind of really changed the motto in terms of we want to be the software that powers the entire industry of property taxes. And so both on the residential and commercial side, we're working with really B2B partners on both sides to be able to be really essentially that intel inside to power the appeal generation for the entire market.
What have you found, whether it's your users are homeowners or business owners, what have you found to be sort of their knowledge base of the tax payment area?
It's a great question. Like any B2C business, you have different segments. You have the first-time homeowner that doesn't understand it and feels more vulnerable in the sense of, you know, what is this and why am I paying it? And then you have the more experienced homeowner that's been doing it for a while and maybe is not happy having contested their property taxes before. So you really have the full array, and that's where we have different products to offer to different different types of homeowners.
So, you know, I guess we'll go kind of circle back on this. So when I was working in commercial real estate, we managed some properties out in Schaumburg, and there's a story, I won't say the names of the companies because they're fairly large and I don't feel like getting sued, but essentially this was during 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010, where, you know, real estate wasn't such a great place to be, and year after year we'd get the tax bill and it was like we're coming up short on escrows every single time. Like, how in the hell is the tax bill raising? How in the hell is the property value going up? We're more vacant than we were before. We've had aging in the property. We've got a retention pond that's almost nearly cracked and destroyed. We haven't redone any of the asphalt, anything anywhere, because obviously we don't have the money. And here the bill continues to go up. And it was literally, and this is something that is simple but also complicated and annoying, is the repercussions for me were that large big box tenants then would come back to me and say, well, wait a minute. Why are you asking us for a reconciliation on an escrow that should have been based on the proper amount of money? And now you're off and we've got to figure this whole thing out, and they don't want to pay anymore. And now we're in fights about, you know, lease negotiations and things. It spoils out of control very quickly. And the reality was, this problem was solved essentially by me walking into the village of Schaumburg and essentially filling out a mile long of paperwork for an answer that took 2 weeks. They came back and said, oh, that's no problem. We'll send a reassessor out there, and they reassess it, and it's done. And literally what could have been a hundreds of thousands of dollars in this particular, you know, size, scale problem for me was eliminated in 2 weeks because I just went and asked, essentially. And the problem is most people, A, don't know that, B, the stakes aren't that high, and C, they don't have the time to walk into the village and do this. So how have you figured out the different levels of service for individuals and productize it in a way that I can essentially be a newbie homeowner or a business operator or, you know, a massive property manager? How did you do that? Or how did you get to that?
So that's really what we've been working on the last 18 months is we recognized pretty quickly that this could not be a one size fits all approach. And so our product category is really around the first time homeowner who would be willing to pay a much lower nominal fee to basically print, sign, and mail their appeal. So we generate the appeal for them.
So you do a fee based on that rather than that. Did you ever think of, like, was it fee? Did you think of maybe a commission based on the type of thing? But that doesn't, it probably doesn't work.
Well, we do a contingency fee for the kind of the other segment where, you know, a lot of homeowners who are experienced are willing to pay a little bit more if they're successful with their appeal, but just don't want to do any work, which is even, you know, print, sign, and mail. That is too much for
that's
them.
That's me.
So, and that's it's kind of our white glove model, which we'll say, okay, we'll take care of all of it.
It's free money to them.
Exactly. I mean, there's no risk, but if it is successful, it would be the unit economics would be better for us in terms of
it's great for you, but I mean, from my standpoint, I'm a white gloves person. This is like, granted, I wasn't when I was working, but I was being paid to do that. That was my job. Now I don't want to hassle with it. I don't want to fill out the paperwork. I don't want to have to learn about it. So the idea that I can just have somebody do that for me, and in my mind, that was just free money.
Exactly right. And so that's what we're trying to do with homeowners, educate them around, you know, allowing us to really be that data-driven approach to maximizing that reduction and keeping all that money in their pocket.
What was your background prior to starting this?
In undergrad, it was technical in the sense of informatics and computer science. However, I ran a chemical business for 10 years prior to this. So,
where did you go to undergrad?
Indiana University.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Very cool. And then I did my MBA here locally at Northwestern. And then when I came out of that, I said, that's right. And then when I came out of that, you know, it was time. As the chemical business fortunately was successful, I wanted to step away and go back into technology. So teamed up with my former professor at Indiana, as well as our co-founder. His name is John, who's an attorney in the space.
Got to have a good attorney.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's
great.
Cool, especially with you guys. I mean, you got to have some good legal. I guess one of the other questions I kind of have for you guys is, since taking Technori, now you are, you know, you're finishing up your raise. You guys are expanding. What is that? As a CEO, and granted, you said you ran a chemical company before that, so you've got some experiences running, you know, leading companies, but growing nationally, and it's one of those things where I think you'll be able to comment well on this, is sometimes it's good to grow slowly because you can sort of learn the chops, right, and learn, like, the mistakes that you don't want to make on a grand scale. You are now walking into a position where because of the way that your technology is developed, you don't have to go county to county. You guys are literally able to boom and land right over top of like an umbrella over the country. What are some of the fears and some of the things that you're looking at now as a CEO to make sure that you grow and scale in a way that you don't have to lay off a bunch of people at some point or you know, deal with some of the blows that come with expansion quickly?
Sure. I think we're revenue focused. And so we grow, but along with growing is we make money. Yeah. For us, it's really the only way we're able to sustain the growth, right? Because tomorrow funding may or may not be available, but we want to be able to be self-sustainable in our growth. So we're very measured in our approach of scale, and we're also very lean. And so in terms of how we grow as a software company, we're able to develop and continue adding new features, but we want to make sure we're monetizing correctly off of the opportunity that exists first. Right. And so so I think really we're very conscious of that. We don't want to be a traditional, you know, or a company that's raising money more for users or yeah. you know other acquisition, but we really are looking at you know profitability.
I think that's the way to go. I think raising money to raise money, which is what some people do, you're in a position. Obviously, the opportunity comes up and you need capital. That you, if you can get it, you should take it. Obviously, but I do feel like sometimes companies, particularly companies in this kind of realm. Not necessarily your own, but in that sort of software and data-driven solution where you have the ability to run lean. You can run lean. Take the money and end up doing things that may be regrettable,
right.
you could say. So right. So it's awesome to see how successful you guys are, how quickly you're growing. As a Technoria alum, we're super proud when companies like you guys are on stage and this quickly are already ramping up nationally. It's fantastic. Where do people go to find out more about Turbo Appeal and learn more about you?
TurboAppeal.com. Is really the best source for it. That's kind of where we have our you know complete offering and product.
Awesome. Off the record, are you going to the Northwestern start their first home game on Saturday? You going to the game? Do you go to games at all?
I go to games. I got two small kids, so okay. you know, fortunately, I'm able to spend time with them on the weekends. But I definitely have plans to get them to the games while the weather's good.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to the
it.
First game. Yeah,
this first game will be there Saturday. So if you want to check out Technoria, go to technoria.com and you can see us and you can watch the shows and listen to the shows. If you want to see me wearing a Technoria shirt and acting like a fool, you can just stand outside of Ryan Field on Central Avenue in Northwestern, Evanston, Illinois, tomorrow, Saturday. I don't know what day it is. Saturday at approximately 11 a.m. Make sure that you guys check out Turbo Appeal. I think it's going to be a great company that continues to grow. Thank you, Bedell, very much for coming in.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You can stay up to date by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technoria or follow me at Katoon. You can stream these episodes live at WGNBusiness.com or iTunes. Boom. That's a wrap.